Gene, you ready?
Yes.
Are we back on the record? All right, recess is over. We're now in the video gaming section of the meeting. First item is supplier renewals, Patriot Gaming. Is there a motion?
Should I just sit down?
Pardon?
I'm just going to say for the record.
There's no
William
questions.
Bogart.
Staff has recommended that your client be renewed.
Thank you very
Anyone
much.
Anyone argue?
Nope. Not at all.
We're making your job real easy today.
Is there a motion? And I should say, and we agree with that.
That's based on staff investigation and recommendation.
I move
that the board renew Patriot Gaming and Electronics Inc. Video Gaming supplier license for a period of 1 year, retroactive to February 2019 and expiring in February 2020.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Terminal operator licensee items, license renewals for February. And there are several. Is there a motion?
Yes. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move the board renew the following terminal operator licenses for a period of 1 year, retroactive to February 2019, expiring in February 2020. American Video Gaming LLC, Awesome Hand Services LLC, Goat Rush Amusements, Inc., Latner Entertainment Group, Illinois, LLC, Melanie Gaming, LLC, Renville Gaming, LLC, Sky High Gaming, LLC.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Robin?
Aye.
The motion carries unanimously. Is there a second motion?
Yes, Chairman, based on staff's investigation, I move that the board renew the following terminal operator licenses for a period of 1 year, expiring in March 2020. And that's Abraham Gaming, LLC, Dragonfly Gaming, Inc., Laurel Gaming, LLC, Mississippi Gaming and Amusement, LLC, and Wami Gaming, LLC.
Is there a second?
Second.
And Mr. Administrator, staff has recommended renewal for all of these, all five?
That's correct.
Is all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Technicians and terminal handlers, initial licenses, approvals, and denials.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, staff provided you with a list of applications for technicians and terminal handlers. Based on our review, we are recommending 26 applications and authorizing the administrator to deny three.
Is there a motion to that effect?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move the board approve 25 terminal handling licenses and one technician license, and authorize the administrator to issue notices of denial to the following: Michael Christopher Morris, Gerald Wesley Hall, Verna Agbula.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Is there a second motion?
There is. I further move that Michael Christopher Morris be granted immediate leave to reapply.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Is there a third motion?
I further move that the Illinois Gaming Investors LLC be ordered to disassociate from applicants Gerald Wesley Hall and Verna Agbula.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. License renewals and non-renewals.
Staff is requesting that the board renew licenses of technicians and terminal handlers who were licensed or renewed in February or March of 2018. And who are in compliance with the Video Gaming Act, the board rules, and have updated their applications, and pay their annual fees on time.
Is there a motion?
Yes. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew the technicians and terminal handler licenses who were licensed or renewed in February or March 2018, and who have properly updated their applications, timely paid their annual fees, and are in compliance with the requirements of the Video Gaming Act and the board's rules, with the February licenses retroactive to February 2019.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries unanimously. Video gaming establishment applications.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, we provided you with a number of establishment applications for your consideration this month. We are recommending that the board approve 61 applications and authorize the administrator to issue notices of denial to three applicants.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Yes, based on the investigation and recommendation of staff, I move that the board approve 61 video gaming establishment licenses for a period of 1 year, expiring in January 2020, and authorize the administrator to issue notices of denial to the following: Corvette USA Inc., DBA CC Grove Inc., do we need the numbers? I guess we'll go ahead, 170.
That's good, correct, legal? Do we need the numbers or not?
If they're there, yes.
I'll read them. 170702325, Hog Daddy Barbecue LLC, DBA Hog Daddy Barbecue LLC, 18070529, and last, Smooth Fox Inc., DBA Smooth Fox, 16070901.
Member Robinson, will you accept an amendment to the motion changing expiring in January 2020 to expiring in March 2020?
Yes, Chairman. So that will read expiring March 2020.
That's correct.
Is there a second to the motion as amended?
Yes, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Is there a related motion, a motion to table?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, based on staff investigation and recommendation, I move that the board table the license to CH House Corp.
The license application.
The license application, yes, to CH House Corp., DBA The Coach House Bar and Grill.
All right, so is there a second to that motion to table?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The motion carries unanimously. License renewals.
Okay, staff is recommending that the board renew the licenses of retail, truck stop, veteran, and fraternal establishments that were licensed or renewed in February or March of 2018, and that are in compliance with the requirements of the Video Gaming Act, the board's rules, and with the form being retroactive to February 2019.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew the licenses of retail, truck stop, veteran, and fraternal establishments that were licensed or renewed in February or March 2018, and that have properly updated their applications, timely paid their annual fee, and are otherwise in compliance with the requirements of the Video Gaming Act and the board's rules, with the February licenses retroactive to February 2019.
Second.
Is that fine?
That's fine, yeah.
All right. The motion's been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries unanimously. Request for hearing.
Okay, this month we had 5 requests for hearing and 3 requests to reapply. The first hearing request comes from Jameson Pub, doing business as Scooters Roadhouse. This location was denied due to an undisclosed officer on its application and a history of local police involvement at the establishment. In the request for hearing, the applicant states that the undisclosed officer was a clerical error, and we believe that they've sufficiently established that, and that the police-related issues have been resolved.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board grant the hearing request submitted by Jameson Pub, Inc., DBA Scooters Roadhouse.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Next, we have TNT Securities. This location was denied because the location owner's boyfriend is a convicted felon who appears to have significant influence control of the establishment. The owner displays disputes that her boyfriend has such influence and control, and therefore, we believe she has stated a prima facie case. We recommend that the board grant the hearing request.
Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board grant the hearing request submitted by TNT Securities, Inc., DBA TNTs.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries unanimously.
Cicero Sitco, doing business as 12th Street BP, was licensed in January of 2019, but subsequently was issued a Rule 810D notice because of an adjacent licensee with the same ownership. This licensee disputes whether the businesses are in fact adjacent, and thus has stated a prima facie case. We recommend that the hearing request be granted.
Is there a motion?
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board grant the hearing request submitted by Cicero Sitco, Inc., DBA 12th Street BP.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries unanimously.
The next hearing request is from Terminal Operator Wild Money Gaming. This terminal operator was denied the licensure due to past behavior and associations of its owners. The applicant also admitted, the applicant admitted certain facts but contends that there are no per se barriers to licensure and believes that the totality of circumstances support licensure. We believe this is sufficient to state a prima facie case and we recommend approval of the grant.
Is there a motion?
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board grant the hearing request submitted by Wild Money Gaming LLC.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries unanimously.
Okay, our last hearing request is submitted by Rough Road doing business as Freedom Bar. The board denied this applicant because of certain affiliations of its video game manager. The applicant disputes the nature of those relationships. Staff believes this also states a prima facie case and therefore recommends granting the request for a hearing.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board grant the request hearing submitted by Rough Road LLC DBA Freedom Bar.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries unanimously. Request to reapply.
Okay, as stated previously, there are three requests to reapply. The first is from Calm and Chaos doing business as the Irish Legend. This applicant currently has a pending hearing request related to disqualifying background of one of its co-owners. There has been a subsequent modification to the ownership structure and has requested to reapply. Staff recommends that the board grant leave to reapply upon the applicant's withdrawal of the request for hearing.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Yes. Based on the information provided in its request to reapply, I move that the board grant the request by Calm and Chaos LLC, DBA The Irish Legend, to reapply for an establishment license upon withdrawal of their request for a hearing.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
The second request is from Alexander James Kamen. This terminal handler's application was denied in December of 2018 after board agents were unable to maintain communications with Mr. Kamen and certain other issues additionally were outstanding on his application. Mr. Kamen has since reconnected with the board and resolved the prior issues. Therefore, we recommend that the board grant leave to reapply.
Is there a motion?
Based on the information provided in this request to reapply, I move that the board grant the request by Alexander James Kamen to reapply for the terminal handler license.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries unanimously.
We need to call Steve now.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
We need to call Member Dolan's.
Oh, that's right. Here, let me get the,
847, right?
Hello, this is Steve.
Hi,
Member
Steve.
Dolan's. We're back on the. You're back on the record here. The matter is Neiman Foods DBA County Market Express 7:30. They're asking for leave to reapply. I have to recuse myself on this one because some partners in my firm have done some work for Neiman, and I might do some work for their CEO in another matter, but none of our work involves any gaming matters whatsoever, but nonetheless, I feel like I need to recuse myself, so I will.
Understood.
All right, Mr. Administrator.
Okay, so as you stated, the next matter is from Neiman Foods doing businesses County Market Express. They withdrew their application in May of 2018, citing uncertainty about their business's future. Subsequently, they've decided to keep the business open and they want to reapply. We recommend that the board grant leave to reapply.
And so there is a motion.
All right. I think I just need to recuse, so someone else needs to ask for the motion.
Yep. So you want to ask for the motion?
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board grant Neiman Foods, Inc., DBA County Market Express, number 730, leave to reapply.
I second the motion.
Thank you, Steve. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. With that's three, the chairman has
and I abstain based on what my prior statement.
Okay, thank you, Steve.
Thank you, guys.
Motion carries.
Yeah, we can do them.
Just say the motion carries.
The motion carries three.
three, I guess.
Three, zero, with one abstaining.
All right, disciplinary actions. Well, thank you, Member Dolan. I don't think we need Member Dolan for anything else.
No, we do not.
All right.
Well, I already hung up on him.
So we can call him back.
Give you one motion to call, and you want to take over. All right. Disciplinary actions.
Okay, staff is requesting that the board consider issuing multiple disciplinary complaints this month. The first is a proposed complaint against terminal handler Michael O'Reilly. Mr. O'Reilly is also facing some certain charges, and staff is recommending revocation of his license.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the administrator issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the license of terminal handler Michael O'Reilly, with said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries unanimously. Location discipline.
Okay, next staff has suggested, we have several license establishments that we suggest you review for discipline. The first is Club Havana, doing business as Townhouse Lounge. This establishment has fallen out of good standing with the Secretary of State's office multiple times in the last 15 months. Staff is recommending the board find the establishment.
Is there a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the administrator issue a disciplinary complaint fining Club Havana LLC DBA Townhouse Lounge $1,000 with said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame, and revoking the license if neither the fine is paid nor an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Okay, next we have WW Ventures. This establishment's video gaming manager failed to disclose a felony conviction on his application. Staff recommends that the board orders the establishment to disassociate from this individual.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the administrator issue a notice of disassociation to WW Ventures LLC DBA Shelton's Bar, ordering the licensee to economically disassociate from Matthew Weaver pursuant to Rule 330.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries unanimously.
Next, there are a number of recommendations all related to underage play of video gaming terminals. The first is AG Entertainment doing business as Booker's Bar and Grill. Local authorities conducted an underage compliance check, during which time an underage individual was both served alcohol and allowed to play on the video game terminals after showing an ID to the bartender. Staff recommends a fine.
Is there a motion?
Sir, it's based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the administrator issue a disciplinary complaint finding AG Entertainment, Inc., DBA Booker's Bar and Grill, $5,000 for knowingly permitting play of VGTs by someone under the age of 21, with said actions to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame, and revoking the license if neither the fine is paid nor the answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second. Reluctantly.
Thank you, Member Robinson. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries unanimously.
Okay, next we have Black Hawk Restaurant Group. This is Penny's Place, which was also subject to a compliance check by local authorities. In this case, the minor, again, was carded, and again was sold alcohol, and again was permitted to allow to play video game terminals. So we are recommending a fine.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the administrator issue a disciplinary complaint finding Black Hawk Restaurant Group, LLC, Series 240 Randall, DBA Penny's Place, $5,000 for knowingly permitting play of VGTs by someone under the age of 21, with said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame, and revoking the license if neither the fine is paid nor an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Member Robinson. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Okay, additionally, based on Gaming Board agents' recent compliance checks, staff is recommending that these seven establishments be fined for permitting individuals under the age of 21 to play video game terminals.
Is there a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the administrator issue a disciplinary complaint fining the following locations $5,000 for knowingly permitting play of VGTs by someone under the age of 21, with said actions to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint unless the answer is properly filed within that time frame, and revoking the license if neither the fine is paid nor an answer is properly filed within that time frame. Pilot Travel Centers, LLC, DBA, Pilot Travel Center of 643, Effingham Chrome Shop, Inc., DBA, Effingham Chrome Shop, Downtown Lounge, Inc., DBA, Downtown Lounge, Inc., Nextville Enterprises, Incorporated, DBA, Quick Stop Package Liquor, TA Operating, LLC, DBA, Travel Centers of America, Speedway, LLC, DBA, Speedway, LLC, and Gophers Grill.
Number 7503.
What's that?
Speedway
7503, and Gophers Grill, Inc., DBA, Gophers Grill.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Member Robinson, you say aye.
Aye.
All right.
So if you have noticed that I have some reluctance in some votes, I am supporting these fines, but I am troubled when I continue to see fines for underage playing, alcohol being served to minors. Frankly, I believe these fines should be higher, but more important, I'd rather not see the practice at all. So I just wanted to make that statement.
Very good. There's the motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries unanimously. Litigation settlements?
This month, we have a large number of potential settlements. The first one was with Bootlegger's Pizza. The licensee appears to have largely resolved the underlying issues, and staff has recommended that you authorize the administrator to settle this matter.
All right, and that is for a fine of $500?
Is that correct? Dan?
Is that correct?
Two letters? $500.
Yes, and that was over active tax liabilities.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Is there a motion?
Yes, I move that the board authorize the administrator to enter into a settlement agreement regarding the non-renewal of Bootlegger's Pizza, Inc., DBA Bootlegger's Pizza, and if appropriate, to rescind this non-renewal and renew this license.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries unanimously.
The next matter is the discipline of Clover Restaurant Group, known as doing business as Shamrock's Cafe, for permitting underage gaming. This licensee has taken significant steps to corrective actions, since the original event. And the establishment started off by adding, this is notable, I think, by adding crowd control barriers, which forces its patrons to pass directly in front of the front desk staff. If one or more patrons enters the location, they will be required to wait in line so that they can be carded before entering the gaming area. The establishment has also implemented monthly training and staff meetings to ensure employees remain vigilant and aware of the requirements and obligations. And staff is now therefore recommending that the board authorize the administrator to settle the matter.
And that's for $1,000?
Yes.
And the reason for the relatively low settlement is because of all the corrective measures that they have agreed to take. Is there a motion?
I move that the board authorize the administrator to enter a settlement agreement regarding the discipline of Clover Restaurant Group, LLC, DBA Shamrock's Cafe.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously.
Our third settlement is with Fuzzy's Tavern. This licensee was issued a notice of revocation for failure to pay a prior fine. There was substantial evidence, that the original service of the first complaint was not properly completed by the U.S. Postal Service, and the licensee wishes to pay the original fine. We recommend that the board grant the administrator to settle the matter.
Is there a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I move that the board authorize the administrator to enter into a settlement agreement regarding the discipline of Fuzzy's, Inc., DBA Fuzzy's Tavern, and if appropriate, to rescind disciplinary complaint DCV 1920.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And the motion carries unanimously, and note that was a $1,500 fine.
That's correct.
That's the settlement agreement?
That's correct.
All right, next.
Okay, next we have Playpen, doing business as Playpen. The licensee was issued a notice of revocation for various allegations of criminal behavior that occurred on its premises. The licensee has since requested that it be allowed to surrender the license in lieu of discipline. We recommend that you authorize the administrator to accept that settlement.
Is there a motion?
Yes, I move the board, that the board authorize the administrator to enter into a settlement agreement regarding the discipline of Playpen, Inc., DBA Playpen, accept its surrender of license, and if appropriate, to rescind the disciplinary complaint.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Similarly, in Panino's Italian Sandwich and Crab Shack, the licensee was issued a notice of revocation related to an undisclosed person with significant interest in control. The licensee has since requested that it be allowed to surrender in lieu of discipline. We recommend that you authorize the administrator to settle that.
Is there a motion?
Yes, I move that the board authorize the administrator to enter into a settlement agreement regarding the discipline of Panino's Italian Sandwiches and Crab Shack LLC, DBA Panino's Italian Sandwiches and Crab Shack, accept its surrender of license, and if appropriate, to rescind the disciplinary complaint.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Next, we have Montserrat Gaming, doing business as Maria's Gaming Lounge. This involves a non-renewal of an establishment to the background of an undisclosed piece. The licensee has made a settlement offer, which restricts the involvement of that individual, and we are recommending that the board accept, or excuse me, that authorize the administrator to settle that matter on that basis.
All right, and this settlement involves a dismissal of the circuit court case and with the providing of affidavits that the subject individual will have no influence or control over the establishment and cannot direct the employees of the establishment in any way, and is not entitled to any profit from video gaming.
That's correct.
All right, is there a motion?
There is. I move that the board authorize the administrator to enter into a settlement agreement with Montserrat Gaming, Inc., DBA Maria's Gaming Lounge.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Okay, excuse me. In November of 2019, the board voted to issue disciplinary complaint, DCV 18-133, against terminal operator Grand River Jackpot. In part, the complaint alleged inducements on the part of the terminal operator for providing financing to the establishment. Grand River has since provided additional information to the board and documentation to the board and staff, conclusively, in our opinion, refuting those allegations. Staff therefore recommends that the prior discipline be rescinded, that we rescind the allegations of inducement in the prior disciplinary complaint.
So, but continuing the complaint but amending it to remove that particular allegation?
That's correct.
Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's recommendation, I move to amend disciplinary complaint DCV 18-133, issued against Grand River Jackpot LLC, to rescind allegations of improper inducements.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Okay, finally, we have DCV 18-144, which was issued against Bally Gaming International, finding that licensee for failure to provide complete information to the board during the renewal period. Some contemporaneous documents have been provided to the board that, in our opinion, shows that this was a result of a bona fide miscommunication between the licensee and the board agents. Staff recommends, therefore, rescinding the prior discipline against Bally.
Is there a motion to that effect?
There is. Based on staff's recommendation, I move to rescind disciplinary complaint DCV 18-144.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries unanimously. Mr. Administrator, is there any further business for this meeting?
Unfortunately not.
All right, is there a motion adjourned?
Second.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned. Thank you for your patience.